Mike Davis has served in several capacities on city boards and commissions and served on the Planning and Zoning Commission for 11 years, two terms as chair and one as vice chair, during what he calls a crucial time for the city. Davis says he's only running for the city council because he feels if he pays it forward, it will lead to benefits in the future. Davis says campaigning is the hardest part of the election process. With a set schedule, Davis says once the campaign is over with, he'll have a structured schedule and will know in advance what they're going to do, what they're going to talk about, what they need to study on, and what they're going to act upon.
I think the hardest part of trying to get in the city council is actually the campaigning part.
Davis says his idea separates him from his opponent.
I think it'd be relatively easy for me. Business, common sense, business sense, the ability to run a business, successful business, and transfer those ideas to running a successful city like it should be done as a business, taking everything into account, and looking to the future for it with a vision.
San Marcos is known for the river and has brought students together with the community. Preserving the San Marcos environment is vital to the community, and Davis says we have a lot of entities that are protecting the San Marcos River. Developmental agreements within the city, whether it's factories, businesses, homes, etc., need to be taken on an individual basis.
I think we should stay with our master plan of what we want located in the sections of the city where it's desired.
Davis also says we should abide by the rules that have been set as far as where certain businesses, where certain homes, and where certain apartments should be and go, because that's where the guidelines were set for. Businesses are growing in San Marcos, and Davis says that it's out of the city's control on how to balance a large or small business.
We cannot control if we get large or small. The businesses will come to San Marcos, but it is city council's job not to hinder the development of businesses that are desirable for the city.
The university and the city have been working together, and Davis says a lot of students would love to stay here in the city, but don't have anywhere to work. He wants to provide less hindrance where these people can come in and have a place to start up a business, have their fresh ideas, and entice new businesses somehow to come into San Marcos and hire. These businesses could partner with different departments at the university.
I'm very pro-student. I don't think that we're doing everything we can to keep our best students here to make this a great community. I'd like San Marcos to be even a better place than this today. I'd like to see our cost of living index go down.
Davis says he is not a politician, but he tries to express what's best. He says he's only running for city council because he wants to make it a better place for everyone, a better place to live with affordable homes. Davis says he wants to be that person to get the ball rolling. For KTSW News, I'm Erica Villarreal.